Hello, I'm John Thornhill of Vive Healthcare. On behalf of my co-authors, I'm pleased to present the results of our analysis titled Similar Virological Outcomes and Frequency of Isolated Viremic Events, namely BLIPs, Low-Level Viremia and Suspected Virological Failure, between oral and long-acting antiretroviral therapy. And this is a pooled analysis of Phase 3, 3B cabotegravir/rilpivirine long-acting studies. The definition and management of viremic events varies across clinical studies and guidelines. Therefore, clearly defining the types of viremic events occurring in clinical trials may help healthcare providers in their management of people with HIV-1. In this expanded analysis, we present virological outcomes following predefined viral events through year 1 in cabotegravir and rilpivirine long-acting Phase 3, 3B studies. In this pooled post-hoc analysis, we described the frequency of predefined viral events through week 48 in the FLARE, ATLAS and ATLAS 2M studies, and through month 12 in the SOLAR study. Table 1 provides definitions for predefined viral events assessed post hoc, including viral BLIPs, low-level viremia, isolated suspected virological failure, and confirmed virologic failure. Isolated suspected virological failure was defined as a viral load of greater than 200 copies per mil, followed by a viral load of less than 200 copies per mil. This analysis included 2,506 participants. Of these, 1,692 were in the long-acting arm and 814 were in the comparator oral ART arm. Baseline characteristics are summarized in Table 2. Overall, less than 1% of participants included in the analysis experienced confirmed virological failure, with similar rates between oral ART and long-acting antiretroviral therapy. As shown by Table 3, 6% and 7% of participants experienced viral BLIPs with long-acting therapy and oral ART respectively. Table 3 also demonstrates that the proportion of participants with low-level viremia was similar between treatment arms. There were few instances of isolated suspected virological failure, occurring in equal or less than 2% of participants in both treatment arms. This is shown by Figure 1 and Table 3. Furthermore, the proportion of participants with low-level viremia was consistently less than 1% at each visit across treatment arms, as illustrated by Figure 2. As illustrated by Figure 3, the proportion of participants with isolated suspected virological failure at each visit was consistently less than 1% across both treatment arms. The number of participants with previous viral BLIPs or low-level viremia experiencing confirmed virological failure was low across both treatment arms, as demonstrated by Figure 4. Overall, 3 of 12 participants in the long-acting arm with an isolated suspected virological failure event had subsequent confirmed virological failure, compared with 3 of 13 participants in the oral ART arm. In conclusion, this expanded pooled analysis across 4 Phase 3, 3B studies demonstrates that confirmed virological failure rates were low and similar between long-acting and oral ART through 1 year. The frequency of viral BLIPs was similar with both regimens and was not associated with confirmed virological failure consistent with prior analyses. The proportion of participants with low-level viremia was low at all time points across both arms and was not associated with confirmed virological failure. There were few isolated suspected virological failure events with similar rates of subsequent confirmed virological failure between treatment arms. These data suggest similar outcomes after isolated viremic events with both regimens, supporting the non-inferior efficacy of cabotegravir and rilpivirine long-acting versus oral ART for the maintenance of virological suppression in people with HIV-1.